I'm Shuman, and today I'm going to talk about EVE, which is a system for verifying correct execution in cloud-hosted interactive web applications. And this is a joint work with my advisor, Vitaly Shmatikov. So let's see how we run interactive web applications in the cloud today. So let's say you are a web application owner, and you pay the cloud provider a certain amount of money, and then you send your code to the cloud provider, and then it starts running. And then these are the users who start interacting with your web application. And at that point of time, you have no visibility into what the users are actually seeing. So at that point of time, the best you can do is to pray, which, of course, is not really a great solution. And if your users are seeing some sort of incorrect data, you have no visibility into it. And when I say incorrect data, what do I mean? So the incorrectness can be caused due to, you know, network failure or storage failure or that sort of thing. But a subtle kind of incorrectness can come from consistency failures because most of this infrastructure is eventually consistent. You might see temporal consistency failures. So as an application owner, you might want to know when those kind of failures are happening. So why this problem is important in clouds as compared to when you are running in your own web host. So the reason it's different, because you have low visibility in the cloud, as this cartoon here shows, that your web application is already complex, but just because you have put it in the cloud, you lose visibility into that complexity. But just because you lose visibility doesn't mean it's running correctly, right? You still have to ensure that the things are being operated correctly by the cloud infrastructure provider. So you might expect that the surface level agreement between the cloud infrastructure provider and the web application owner or the user of that service should provide some sort of guarantees about this, right? So let's have a look at it. So this is an example from Google's App Engine SLA, the service level agreement. And this specifies this, that the App Engine service will be operational and available 99.95% of the time, you know, in a monthly billing cycle, which is good. But, you know, look at the words operational and available. It doesn't give you the whole picture because, as we know, in designing this type of distributed systems from CAP theorem, that there are several trade-offs that can be made. Availability is only one of them. There are other things like what kind of consistency you are getting and what kind of partition tolerance you are getting. And this line in the SLA doesn't talk anything about consistency or partition tolerance. So as a user, you only know that you are somewhere along that plane, but where exactly, you do not know. And it might even fluctuate with time. It might be the case. So to make matters even worse, these errors can be transient. Like, for example, let's say you have a web application hosted in a, you know, cloud infrastructure, and that application deals with your tax forms, you know, 1040 forms, and users are editing those forms or viewing those forms. Now, it all looks good, and then suddenly, and completely unrelated web application, which is using the same infrastructure because the infrastructure provider has shared resources with that web application, you know, releases a Lady Gaga album. And of course, you know, there are billions of Lady Gaga fans which will, you know, who will jump up and start downloading that album. And at that point of time, your application user might see incorrect data or inconsistent data because of the load on the shared network or the shared storage system. And you, as an application provider, have really no way of knowing these kind of things. And the worst thing is that these errors will be transient. Once the load goes away, things might look all right again. But unless you are really monitoring consistently, we'll never see this kind of errors. So what do we need? We need to continuously monitor correctness of cloud execution of interactive web applications. And by interactive, I mean where users are kind of, you know, updating data or reading and writing from it. But the problem is that verifying correct execution of any arbitrary application, verifying correct execution of any arbitrary application is hard. And so we cannot really verify that. So what can we do? So let's have a look at the kind of applications that are running on cloud. So here are some examples. So what is common between these web applications? The thing which is common is their design. So they have this thin web application logic layer, which sits between the data store and the clients, which are running on the user's browsers. And this thing is stateless. So all the state is being stored in the data store. So you can think of this web application operations in terms of data store operations, because all the state are in data store. So once you can do that, then the problem of verifying correctness of web application operations reduces to verifying consistency of data store operations, which is kind of a more manageable problem. So what you can do is that you can think of this whole web application running inside a cloud infrastructure as a big abstract data store. And your users are actually operating with that data store. And the good thing about this abstraction is that any fault within the cloud infrastructure will show up as consistency violations in this abstract data store. So we build Eve using this architecture. So in Eve, the application provider recruits certain clients whom we call witnesses, who will maintain all the logs of their interactions with this cloud service. And then these logs will be periodically sent to a machine, which we call verifier, which is again maintained by the application owner, and they will check these logs to check if there is any consistency errors or not. And of course, as you can see, this is probabilistic because not all clients will be witnesses. And depending on the number of witnesses you have in the system, your probability will change. Your probability of detection of failure will change. So to be able to do this consistency verification thing, we built a new streaming consistency verification algorithm, which runs in our verifier. And the details are in the paper. And we have implemented this on WordPress. We have verified some functionality of WordPress, not the entire WordPress application. And it just works fine. So one more thing is that Eve can be used for multiple different purposes. So the major purpose is, of course, to figure out if it's running correctly or not. But one good thing about Eve is that you can use it to check if your web application scales appropriately in a particular cloud infrastructure. Or even better, you can actually compare quality of service from different cloud providers. You can use it as a consistency measuring mechanism, because right now, the quality of service only specifies latency, which is, of course, one way of measuring it. But consistency is also an important metric for interactive applications. And you can measure it using Eve. So that's it. I'm kind of ready to take questions if you have any.
Zach Peterson, Naval Postgraduate School. In your implementation of WordPress, what kind of errors have you seen?
So WordPress basically uses SQLDB as its backend, right? So we didn't expect to see any kind of consistency errors, but what we did in terms of checking the prototype is that we just rebooted the MySQLDB, and we got this not available errors. And of course, they show up as consistency because all your data fields are null because you don't have any values. So that's what we have tested. But if you use something else as a backend, which is eventually consistent, we expect to see more consistency violations.
Are there privacy concerns with the logs that you send to the validator?
That's definitely true. But the assumption is that because the application, which is the running in the client side, knows the semantic of the data it's sending. Maybe if there are some privacy-sensitive fields, they can be blocked out. And because the whole thing is probabilistic, of course, you lose visibility into some things, but you still have some probability of detecting failures. Thanks.
Data store.
Right? Yeah,
to the data store.
And
is it manual? Can it be done automatically?
Right. Right. So yeah, I have actually a slide for this. So for this particular prototype, we did it manually because we didn't have anything else. But ideally, the long-term idea is that you'll have a generic SQL-like interface to this data store. So when you are writing your web application, you will write using that API. So the good thing is that you can port your application to any backend storage. That gain is independent of verification gain. But once you can do that, what we can do is that we can kind of, when you are running it on the data store, we can replace that particular piece of API with a library which will take care of this data store specific operations when it's running in the cloud infrastructure. And on the other hand, when you are running it in the verifier, like the logs are coming in, you can rerun this web application logic by replacing the cloud specific API wrappers by log generating wrappers, where it will just convert the API functions into logs. And then you can use these logs to check consistency. So that way it can be automated if you develop your applications in that manner.
That's true.
But it also gives you this added benefit of able to porting the applications into any kind of backend, which kind of is, I believe, is an important thing as well.
So another question I had is, how do you define correctness? I mean, it seems like you're focusing mostly on consistency.
That's violations in that.
But you know, if I'm running a service that's more sort of like streaming audio or something of that kind, where the kind of effects that my users are seeing is a drop in the quality or stream not being available, would you classify that as a quote unquote incorrect execution? And is, you know, that doesn't seem to fit with, you know, within the model of applications that you are considering.
Right. So I mean, in this particular work, we are specifically talking about interactive applications, right, where you do read write on the data store. But as you said, like it can be a streaming video thing as well. And in that case, you can, from client side, you can specifically log what you are getting, right? But the problem there is that the log will grow large, right? Because if you're streaming video, your log will be huge, right? But you can still check some sort of hash of like what you are getting, but it will not show you what kind of degradation you are getting. All you will get is that you are missing some data, right? Because the hash will not match. But you will not have a metric for, you know, measuring the degradation in service you are getting. So that this framework kind of doesn't serve the kind of stuff.
Any other questions?
Yeah.
If not, let's thank the speaker.